Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyaa abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omugambe nate tuzze.
Tell them once again we've come.
Okwongera okufuna omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
To move on, get light of the word of God.
Wakati mukuzza abasinza Katonda mwene mazima.
The midst of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Okwetola ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank him, God Almighty.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now we thank God again to gathering us that we can move on, get light of his word.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We move on with the sixth part of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we know that this is part two of the worldwide call.
Katonda mwaisi amawanga gonna.
Where God has called all nations.
Okora na ye mulimu ogusemba kusema zinga wense.
Work with him in his final work on the planet earth.
No mulimu ogusemba yo.
In that final work.
Ye revival.
It's the revival.
No kudizibwa bujjo kwe bintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Katonda byayogera mbanabibe.
Those God spoke in his prophets.
Abaliwo okuva kulubiribiri.
Those who were there from the beginning.
Bimanyi bwenga bwe byali
be known the way they were, the way they should be,
erange bibere mirembe ne mirembe,
and the way they will be forever.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Say chitu sindise nokuzo obujja.
So it's moved us to restore
abamusinza moyo ne mazima,
those who worship him in the spirit and truth,
okwetola ensi yonna,
all over the world.
Erange chitwongero chikola,
and that we move to doing it,
okuyita mukuzo obujja enjiri eyobulokozi emirembe gyonna,
passing through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Okuzza obujja enjiri ey'obulokozi y'emirembe gyonna.
To restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation,
enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Enjiri eyo singa eddizibwa obujja,
that gospel, if it's restored,
then ne gospel music asobola okuddizibwa obujja,
then even gospel music can be restored.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twebaza Mukama,
so we thank God,
nti mu kiseera kino,
that in this time,
agenda maaso n'okuwulisa,
he moves on to demonstrate,
bwaza obujja abasinza mwone mazima,
restores those who worship God in the spirit and truth,
ne bwe kibeera,
in the way it appears.
Kati olunaku lwa leero,
now on this day,
mu kitundu kino eky'omukaaga,
in this part 6,
twagala okulaba,
we want to see
ennyimba Katonda bwazikola,
the way God makes his songs
mu bwakabaka, engeri gy'azikolamu,
the way he makes them in heaven, and he mixes in them musical instruments, and he sends them on the world, that they be sung the way he wills it. Because we know of it well, it's required us to do things done in heaven, we do them on this world. For yesterday, what we most looked at, the way God songs come from God the Father from above the heavens,
in
the reach where there is God, the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ, in the third heaven, and the Holy Spirit gets them from there, puts them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, and the
cherubim,
and the holy ones of God, and they seek them as God wills, and they are sent in the will brim below, starting from kingdom of the stars,
into
reaching on this earth where we are, and they be sung as God wills. Now today we look at the way God sings them, and the way he mixes in them musical instruments. Yes, the way God sings his songs, and the way he mixes in them musical instruments, and he sent them on this earth, and they be sung the way he wants it. As we praise him, we worship him, sing with him in the songs of band gospel, those of the hymn songs of the gospel, those of melody gospel, even those of the holy love. in the holy marriage, in the holy family, and them two are sung in the spirit and truth. Praise Jesus, man. But we remember that this work, it has to base in the nation Uganda, a nation of the people, in the land which is beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the river Nile. I want
you
most remember that all the time. This promise was promised long old in the prophets. Those who worship God in the spirit and truth, those who restore the worship of God in the spirit and truth in the whole world, they were promised to come from the rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As it tells us in Zephaniah chapter 3, the verse 9 up to 10, and he says like this. Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu. Bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord.
Olunyiriro lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Eri emitala w'emigga gya Ethiopia, abasinza abange, era ne muwala w'abantu bange eyasaasaana, balindeetera ekiweebwayo.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering.
Hey.
Yes. From beyond
direction,
all nations are waiting for it. Praise
Amen.
Jesus, man. And just as it tells us, Isaiah chapter
18,
verses 1 to 3, that all nations are ready to hear, as nation of Uganda, who beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of the Nile,
we'll
lift up the two banners and these two trumpets.
A bender and a condor is okay.
The banner and the first trumpet of the worldwide call, even the second banner and the second trumpet of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. These all nations, he told them to hear. If those trumpets, they
are lifted.
Isaiah chapter 18 from verse 1.
Wowe, ensi eyokwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Ethiopia.
Woe to the land with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Olunyo olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Etuma ababeerawo na guno gujwa. Eggwanga ery'amaanyi era eririnyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessel messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and trodden down, whose land the rivers divide. Verse 3.
Mwemwe n'abatuula ku nsi, nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi, ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku nsozi, mulabanga, era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga, muwuliranga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, and when he blows a trumpet, hear.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
all nations were commanded that from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, and that river is also known as the river of Egypt, the river Nile, at its source, in the nation of Uganda, that those people, when they lift up the banner and they blow the trumpet with a worldwide call in the final work on this planet Earth, in revival, in restoration of all things, nations should hear. Still, as we've heard in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, still there's a banner and a trumpet of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth.
zina okuwulira.
All nations should hear.
Kyovaolabanga mu Isaiah essula eri eya 24.
That's why in the Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14-16,
amawanga gagamba,
nations they say,
tuwulidde ennyimba nga ziva ebuvanjuba.
We have heard songs come from the east.
Okusinza n'okugulumiza okukulu eri Katonda.
Worship and the great praise of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyovaolabanga atugambye.
That's why he has told us.
Ekitundu kino eky'omukaaga.
In this sixth part,
ayagala tutegeere.
He wants us to understand. How he sings his songs, mix them in the musical instruments, and they are sung in heaven, they are sent on this world,
may
they appear in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So when you read Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14-16, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 24 from verse 14.
Bano bali yimusedde boozi lyabwe baliogerera waggulu olw'obukulu bwa Mukama baleekaana nga bayima ku nnyanja.
They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud from the sea.
Olunyolo 15.
Verse 15.
Kale mugulumize Mukama ebuvanjuba, erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri mu bizinga eby'omu nnyanja.
Therefore glorify the Lord in the east, even the name of the Lord of God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea.
Olunyolo 16.
Verse 16.
Tuwulidde ennyimba nga ziva ku nkomerero y'ensi, ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu. Naye ne njogera nti, nkozimba, nkozimba, zinsanze. Abalyazaamaanyi balyazaamaanyizza. Weewaawo, abalyazaamaanyi balyazaamaanyizza nnyo.
From the utmost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ennyimba zisubira okuva ebuvanjuba.
The songs are expected to come from the east.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ku nkomerero z'ensi.
At the utmost parts of the earth.
Okulira n'ennyanja Atlantic.
Nearing the Indian Ocean. Closing to the Indian Ocean.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eyo gye zirindiriddwa ewano wennyini.
There where they are awaited is here, right here.
Amawanga gaziwulire.
Nations to hear them.
Nga mazima.
And
zimbi wanga ziri mwoyo ne mazima.
They are sung when they are in the spirit and truth.
Era nga Katonda bwasooka okuziyimba.
Just as God first sings them in heaven.
Nazimikisingamu ebivuga bi.
He mixed them in his musical instruments.
Kitegeza,
it means
tulina okuddayo mwoyo ne mazima.
We must go back in spirit and truth.
Kubanga okubeera mu mwoyo.
For to being in the spirit.
Kitwala okukulemberamu mwoyo mutukuvu bujjuvu.
Next to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Okubeera mu mazima.
To be in truth.
Kikwetaaga okumanya amazima g'ebyawandiikibwa byonna.
Needs you to know truth of all scriptures.
N'olyoka osinza ng'oli mwoyo ne mazima.
And then you worship when you are in the spirit and truth.
Tujja okubinyonnyoka keyo gye bujja mu maaso.
Shall get explained of them ahead.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga bwe yategeezezzaako mu Zefaniya essula eri ey'okusatu.
As he told us in Zephaniah chapter 3, in the verse 9, that God first sings these songs in the heavens, and then he sends them here on this earth.
Where
they involved and included in them every voice needed. And he has attached them his instruments as his will is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
where trouble has been, and we are not in spirit, and we have failed to be in truth, to get the things from the Spirit of God, and to do them in the truth which is in the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So it will need us to be in spirit. Let's repeat Zephaniah.
Zephaniah esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu, bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language.
Nkatusomere 17.
Verse 17.
Zephaniah esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'17.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
Mukama Katonda wo ali wakati wo, ow'amaanyi anaalokola. Alikusanyukira n'essanyu, aliwummulira mu mwako nti aliwummulira mu kwagala kwe. Alisanyukira nti alikusanyukira ng'ayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Atusanyukira ngakola ki?
Ngayimba.
You rejoice over us with singing.
Nyimba zino ngabo tuzitulaba.
Now these songs that we've come seeing.
Nyimba ezokutendereza Katonda.
The songs of praising God.
Kusinza Katonda.
Worship of God.
Okuyimba na ye.
To sing with him.
Mubandi wa gospel.
In the band gospel.
Munyimba ezamarobozi.
In the songs of the hymns.
Mubiyiye.
In the melodies.
Ne munyimba ezo
even in the songs of the holy love, the holy marriage, the holy family, he first sings them. Yes. These we've seen them, those were present. Those were not present. You get that message and listen and write it down. Understand it, put it in action.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when he sings them, he does not just sing them without instruments.
Put,
includes in them good voicings. And he puts even them in good instruments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you, who is given a song, mostly brethren, the musicians, lead us in the worship and praise of God, even to singing for him, in all songs we have heard of, they must appear to be so much in spirit, and they are in the truth of the word of God, to discern whether they have heard just as the singing of God is. And we too, they lead us again. And we enter in praising, in the worship. And we are in the spirit and truth. And we too, it's required of us to know how do we appear to be in the spirit and truth. For the more we shall do like that, the more we shall be made new creations. There is a point to reach you sing and you turn into another person. If you get the songs of God, you sing them just as they are. It can be translated into another creation. And they see for you, they cannot see you. You can become a president. There's a song you sing and it's exceedingly. Even enemies who seek for you, they never discover you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
but those we are to see them, we are going to reach with worship.
America.
And they're going to send you in America. But when you reach there, you can appear in different personalities because of the wars we are confronting. Yes. You can appear as Biden and you pass all the security and you're going to preach a gospel where they stopped you from going.
That,
let me tell you, the things go far of worship of God.
And
if we try and we do as his will is, all goals are going to be very easy.
But
must have been taught the songs of God, doing them just as the will of God is. For in the First Chronicles chapter 25 verses 6 and 7, we must have been instructed the songs of God as he sings them in heaven. Let us read as we hear. First Chronicles chapter 25 from verse 6.
Abo bonna babanga wansi w'emikono gya kitaabwe okuyimbiranga mu nyumba ya Mukama. Ebyo mirembe kisooka esuli ya 25 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Chronicles chapter 25 from verse 6.
Abo bonna babanga wansi w'emikono gya kitaabwe okuyimbiranga mu nyumba ya Mukama n'ebitaasa n'entongoli n'ennanga olw'okuweereza ng'okw'omu nyumba ya Katonda. Asafu, Yedusini, Nekemani, ngabali wansi w'ekiragiro kya Kabaka.
All these were under the direction of their father, in the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order, to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman.
Verse 7. N'omuwendo gwabo wamu ne baganda babwe abayigirizibwa Mnyimba za mukama. Bona abalina magezi. Gwali ya vikumi bibiri. Muchinana mumunana.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were skillful, was 200 and 8.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Bari bayigiriziddwa.
They had been directed,
instructed,
and they had gotten skills in the songs of God. Not our songs. Those which God sends us, that we sing with Him.
Yes, yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Those
are what I instructed very well. And you know how he sings them. How does he mix in instruments? And right there. And you sing as he wills. And you reach to sing. And you even get transformed and translated. Praise Jesus much. You get translated. For there are harps of God, even human harps. Sure. There are instruments which appear they are of God. Those who ask, are we going to get them from heaven? We bring them on the world. What are we going to do? Praise Jesus much. But God, He put wisdom in the hearts of children of men. Praise Jesus much. They were able to make those instruments. But the way they played, it's what is wrong. Praise Jesus much.
But
they are usually not played as the Lord wants. Praise Jesus much.
So
it takes a level to know how he wants his instruments to move. And the voice needs to be mixed in singing for God. Or to sing together with God. Praise Jesus much.
But
when you look to Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 to 2,
they
speak of the harps of God. The harps of God. Now the servant King David, he was able to make those instruments in his
season,
as the will of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Let's first read Revelations. We see Revelations chapter 15 from verse 1.
Nenda kabonera akalala muguru akanene akechitalo bamalaika musanvu ngabali nebibonyo bonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Verse
2. Abaveri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo nga bawangudde nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja y'endabirwamu nga balina ennanga za Katonda.
And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Yes. And the harps of God.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Now King David, he was the first to bring out the instruments of God, all as they had done in heaven,
and
ascent on this earth. And the nation which first made those instruments in the midst of the world was the nation of Israel. Even those in the world, they learned from them to make these instruments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They learned
from them, they coped from them.
Because
in the Acts, when God was calling the King David, he said, King David has a heart just like mine.
He's
able to do all my will just as it is. Let's read the Acts we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
Bwe yamujjawo oyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okubaka baka waabwe. Gwe yayogerako ng'amutegeeza nti ndabye Dawudi omwana wa Yese, omuntu alingo mutima gwange bwe gwagala, anakolanga byenjagala byonna.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will.
He,
yes,
Kabaka Daudi,
King David,
he
had to do the will of God, as it is done in heaven, as all the instruments of God, those of heaven, all King David did them. For God had given the report, a testimony upon him in the act, that he will do all his will.
David
most did the entire will of God concerning the songs of God, the musical instruments of God. What he most emphasized on
in
his seasons of his call. What he most did is that
kulaga katonda bam ayimba atya,
to show how God sings.
Tumuyimba tya naye,
how do we sing with him?
Ebivuga bye biringa bitya,
instruments, how do they appear?
Kubanga echo mukama Yesu yakibikulu
oluvannyuma, that the Lord Jesus revealed it after,
mu Matayo sura eri eyomukaga,
in the Matthew chapter 6
Romwe na norwe 10
verses 9 and 10
atugame nti tusabe ebikolebwa muguli kolebwe mu nsi,
we ask what is done in heavens be done on earth,
awamu ne Luka 11 olwo kubi,
even Luke 11 verse 2
na yenga ate waluwa abasajja abali bayimiriddo okusoka nka Kabaka Daudi,
yet still there are men who had stood before us, King David,
okusobola okukola okwagala kwa Katonda,
to be able to do the will of God.
Wabula ye Kabaka Daudi,
but him King David,
ye Kabaka oba yenna,
he is a king or a prophet.
Yeso kukola okwagala kwa Katonda mukusinza, mukutendereza, mukusinza, mukuyimbira Katonda.
He was the first to execute the will of God in the praise, worship, and singing. Ngakola
okwagala kwa Katonda bwe kuli muggu.
And it does as the will of God is in heaven.
Tulifena.
Are we together? All his life, no matter when we shall read and where, if we want to know, in those who praise and they worship and they sing for God, in song of band gospel, in the hymns, in melodies, in the song of love, in the spirit and truth, they had to go seek for the King David and the King Solomon, who was a heir to him. That's why one day in prophecy, which came in 1992 from the nation of Austria,
yes,
praise Jesus much. They say
in Uganda
there is a man who is the heir to the throne of David. The one who can restore them just as they are. Where? Perhaps it's that apostle.
That
upon you, me, I'm doing the work of my apostleship. Praise Jesus much. Me, I'm doing my apostleship.
Me,
two God sent me restore you in worship,
yes,
of God, spirit, and truth.
Amen.
You will restore all nations.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Now,
because the other will say he's like the heir,
the
heir of the throne of David.
See, David.
He is not David.
No.
He is just like him still.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For they may go back and they say, the other he spoke to himself is King David. You see how the King of Uganda begin to seek for me?
But
the King of Uganda begins to seek after me. And they know I've come to take over. Me, I'm an apostle.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
King David, he was able to do this because God had put them in his mind and in his heart. You know, Bible says in Job chapter
38
verses 36 and
37,
he speaks as he says this.
Job chapter 38
from verse 36.
Ani yateka amagezi mu bitundu eby'omunda Obani yawe meme okutegeera.
Who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who has given understanding to the hearts?
Verse
37.
Ani ayinza okubala ebire olw'amagezi? Obani ayinza okutulula amaliba ag'omuggulu?
Who can number the clouds by wisdom, and who can pour out the wine water skins of heaven? Verse
38.
When the dust grows into clumps and the clouds cleave fast together,
yes,
praise Jesus much. Who put wisdom in the inward parts of the body, even in the hearts? For instance, King David has a heart just like his, and he has to do his will. For God had put wisdom within it, understanding, counsel, all the power to do, make the songs of God on the earth, and the instruments of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we go to study very well, we are going to pass through him to be able to understand. God, how does he sing his songs? How does he mix in them instruments? For he is the king, and the prophet was sent then. He is the king, and the prophet was sent then.
Able
restore those who worship God in spirit and
truth.
And they do things just as they're done in heaven. In the 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 13. Let's read. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 6. Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 6.
Bakabona ne bayimirira ng'emirimu gyabwe bwe gyali, era n'abaleevi nga balina ebintu ebivuga ebya Mukama Dawudi kabaka bye yakola okwebaza Mukama, kubanga okusaasira kwe kubeerera emirembe gyonna. Dawudi bwe yatenderezanga olw'okuweereza kwabwe, bakabona ne bafuuwa amakondeere mu maaso gaabwe.
And the priests stood at their posts, and the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets opposite them, and all Israel stood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The priests or the Levites, and they had the instruments of God which were made by King David. Anytime he praised the Lord, others they were holding the trumpets. We are going to see all. When are they blown? How do they appear? These instruments, how many do they come to be involved?
But
King David made them, and himself, he taught how the songs of God appear, and he taught how the instruments are played. And he said, God always has to be sung for a new song, because every time he gives out new songs with their instruments. As he said in Psalms
33,
verses 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 33 from verse 1.
Musanyukire Mukama mwabatuukirivu, okutendereza kusaanira abalina omwoyo ogw'amazima.
Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise is fitting for the upright.
Olunya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Mumwebaze Mukama n'ennanga, muyimbe muyimbe okumutendereza n'ennanga ey'engoye 10.
Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Verse 3.
Mumuyimbire oluyimba olujja, mukube ennanga n'amagezi n'eddoboozi ddene.
Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. Yes.
Omanyi agamba.
You know he says.
Muimbire nyimba mpya.
Sing for him new songs.
Muziimbe nga ziri waguru.
Sing them and they're out loud.
Mukube nanga eza magezi.
Play skillfully. The
nga ziri mu ati owenja wo.
There is different arts.
So sikuba twin 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 twin
the same tones, notes.
Omanyine wano.
You know even here. We are still trying to test in ourselves.
Training.
And we are still being trained.
I've
not reached that ultimate level. Which finish whole the way they have to be. It will need us to humble much. To accept to be told, instructed, and to be directed. How the songs of God appear.
Kabaka Daudi,
King David,
yatuka ekisera nga babu kubinanga.
He reached the time he just played the harp. That of God.
Emizimu chwe.
And the demons will flee.
Kubanga balagira maroboza agazirimu nga agogera.
Because they instruct voicings within them they speak.
Ogera ngo ogobe emizimu na yengo babu kubiruyima.
You can speak casting demons yet you're just playing a song.
Naga ndi wali wali tugendo tuka kwa mkusinza na okutendeza katuna.
Told you there's a level you're going to reach of praise and worship of God.
Nge kuchuso kwa mchitonde ichimu kudia mchilada.
It translates you from another creation to another.
Hee. Yetuonekera wakuru.
Where we heading on is great.
Erama wanga gakuraba byugata dabanga.
Nations are to see what they have never seen.
Wanga katonda yasubiza.
Because God promised.
Amaso byugata dabanga.
What eye has not seen.
Na matu byugata uliya.
What ears have never heard.
Erebita yingiranga mwitima.
Because we've never entered in the heart.
Ebyo katonda byategekira abamuwagala.
Those are what God prepared for those who love him.
Ngabwa atusubiza bwachogera ko mbakolise kisoka.
As speaks in the first Corinthians.
Esure yo kubiri.
Chapter 2.
Olunyiri okutandika oro mwenda.
Starting from verse 9.
No
and 10.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abakorinse kisoka esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwo mwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Naye ngabo kyawandikibwa nti eriiso byitalabangako n'okutumya kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Yes.
Genda maso.
Abakorinse kisoka esule iyo kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi.
First Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 10.
Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebyobuzibu ebya Katonda.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Yes.
Amatu tegawuliranga ku bintu ebyo ebimu.
Ears have never heard some of those things.
N'amaaso nga tegabirabangako.
Even I have not seen them.
N'emutima gwo nga tebiyingiranga.
Even in your heart they have never entered there.
Naye Katonda abitubikulira kankano ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
God reveals them to us now by his Holy Spirit.
Ate nga biri mu kigambo kye.
And yet they are in his word.
Yes, wasoma mu Samuel kisoka 16.
Yes, when you read in the first Samuel chapter 16.
That
we shall read ahead. You saw how King David played the harp. The harps of God. The demons which are on the king's soul. And they fled away.
Yet, we're
not going to end only on that. That's a smaller level.
Now
the level we are heading on to. It's to worship and we are transformed to other
nations.
And we shine like the angels.
And
we turn into any personality you want. You can decide to turn into a butterfly. There are things we are moving into. You may think that perhaps it's magic. But the worship of praise we are heading on to, that the world is to face awesome with such things. Let me give you one scripture. Because of time.
So
that we end here. if we shall sing the songs of God and hold the instruments of God, you are going to see what will happen. There is
a piece
of it in the first Samuel chapter 10 verses 5 and 6, and he says like this.
Samuel ekisoka esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First Samuel chapter 10 verse 5.
N'olyoka otuuka ku lusozi lwa Katonda awali ekigo eky'Abafirisuuti. Awo olunaatuuka bonaba ng'otuuse eyo mu kibuga onoosiŋŋaana ekibiina ky'abannabbi nga baserengeta ngabava mchifo echiguru mivo ngabali nentongori nebitasa nendere nenanga ngabiba kule mbede elaba nabanga wawobu nabi.
After that you shall come to the hill of God where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass when you are come there to the city that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a harp and a tabalin and a flute and a lyre before them, and they shall prophesy. Verse 6.
Awo moyo gwa mukama guna jakugwe na manyi nowera wamu obunabbi nabo nofuuka okuba omuntu omulala.
And the spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man.
Kakati sawe tuse.
Now a time has come. What we call revival and restoration.
Those who
worship God in spirit and truth.
We are
going to sing songs of God.
We
pick the instruments of God. We keep prophesying them. We be shining.
Turn
it to other creation.
We turn
to another person. My goodness.
I've
told you we've not yet, we've just started. But because we did have electricity, I request we end here tomorrow, we come early. Let's come early tomorrow.
Yes,
we're going to come those with the songs of hymns.
And
the band as we sing. Yes. Are we together? Don't want you to rush quick run.
Tugenda kuyimba nyimba za
Mukama. Going to see the songs of God. And they have the instruments of God. And they have to give prophecy. The spirit will come down.
I want to
be a bird in the sky. She'll fly off.
I want
an angel and a fly off. You just wait for that.